see how much information we can punch out during this hour, as long as Jennifer doesn't get upset with me and punches me out. We're all...
I couldn't. I wouldn't. Could I?
What? That invitation? What is that?
Jennifer, let me try.
No. It's a good thing you're almost 3,000 miles away from me. I guess that would
long
be...
long arms.
Yes. No, that's good. Tough, too. 800-510-8255 is the way to be in touch with us for conversation this hour. Something that we say, something that we're focused on. You want to have your 2 cents worth. Help yourself. Also, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Our social media active. We have a lot of action there, Jennifer, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I like is confirmation. Black Friday. Today is not Black Friday.
No, but we know what's going to happen already, don't we?
Well, actually, there are a lot of retailers. I was in a store yesterday. I needed to buy a couple of new pair of glasses, so I went in to see what's going on. A lot of retailers don't want to wait until the Friday after Thanksgiving to kick off the holiday shopping season. Walking around these stores, I saw a lot of things going on that would indicate that there were promotional things that were happening right now. I think even tonight there are some things going on. There are things going on tonight, this weekend in some stores. The night of Thanksgiving, stores will be open on Thanksgiving. Was that last year did that start for the first time?
In the last couple of years, they've been opening at midnight, but now they're getting earlier and earlier and opening Thanksgiving evening, I think.
Right. So let's see here. I'm looking at some of the analysts and what they say about this stuff. By expanding the shopping window, retailers trying to avoid being overwhelmed with massive crowds all at once. If you want good sales, you may have to skip dessert at Thanksgiving, it would appear. But there'll be some other things. I'm sure there's a lot of promotional stuff that's around now. We should talk to the Queen of Cheap about that later on. If we have a moment. When you look at the Doug Stephan website, you'll see various boxes there that are aimed at helping you out in various parts of your life. And the Queen of Cheap box has discounts and freebies of things that you can find and use all the time. We have a cumulative sort of list there, and pretty much everything that's there, I think, is still in effect. So you might want to check that out listen, we all want to save money, right? Why wouldn't you want to save money? You don't want to waste money frittering away. President of the United States has made it clear he wants to replace some people in the cabinet, and some people in the cabinet have made it clear they want to leave. President, there are five people, I think, five cabinet members who are suggesting that either they want to go or Obama wants to get rid of them, and he didn't want to get rid of them before the election. Geithner is one from Treasury. He's been a problem pretty much from the beginning. Mrs. Clinton said she may want to step down as Secretary of State.
Can't imagine why.
I don't know. She likes what she does. She's very good at it.
She's very good at it, but don't you think she might want to try to run next time?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's interesting to look at the people who are on the list. This is an aside. The people who could replace Hillary. Can you imagine that ridiculous Susan Rice?
Oh.
As Secretary of State, the one who said, and she was believed by some, we didn't know anything about what was going on in Benghazi. Mm-hmm. But then there's Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, who's the head of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate.
She doesn't leave. She should just stay.
Mrs. Clinton?
Yeah.
Well, listen. You see what's right.
Please, Hillary, just stay.
Just stay for a while.
You can run your campaign.
And then there's Eric Holder is someone who's been a liability in Obama, even though he's one of the Chicago.
You're not
boys.
Reading the don't list.
What, don't leave?
No, the please no list.
I don't know what you mean.
Like a list of people that they don't want.
Well, I know. I'm saying they want.
I know. I was making a joke. I said, "Are you sure you don't want? You're not reading the list of people that."
I didn't get.
Go ahead. Moving on.
Can I continue? Sorry.
Yes.
800-510-8255. Here's something that will send a lot of people over the top. The fact that you have now, this doesn't bother me because I don't smoke, but there is a Court of Appeals ruling this week that not many people have talked about so far. and the Eighth Court of Appeals, the Eighth Circuit, say you have no right to smoke, period. That's the ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. No right to smoke anywhere, even in your own home. That's basically the major factor. Bans on smoking in private residences will be upheld. I'm amazed. This is another way of, look, you're not going to get from me any support for smoking anywhere. But this just shows you how deeply the tentacles of government are going into. And then, interesting, they waited to make their ruling public till after the election.
Right. You know what's going to be fascinating for me to watch is, you know, in Washington and Colorado, they passed a law allowing recreational use of marijuana. Those are only state laws now, and that they're not recognized by the federal government. Right. And obviously, the government doesn't even want you to smoke cigarettes in your own home. Uh-huh. What is going to happen? I mean, how are there so many differences between what the government wants and what the people want?
Look at the election.
How is
it
going to play out?
Nobody pays attention. Who's paying attention? Everybody gets angry. The Congress had a 12% approval rating, yet 94% of them were sent back. The president had a 24% approval rating 8 months ago. He's back. So how do you figure? The focus on the ban came from smoker Arthur Gallagher, who challenged a ban on smoking in city parks in Clayton, Missouri, arguing that he had a legal right to smoke there. But the second highest court, the Circuit Court of Appeals, rejected that argument, holding that smoking could be completely banned even outdoors and even in the absence of any proof that it caused physical or medical harm to nearby non-smokers. There are studies, actually, including one at the University of Maryland, which substantiate the risks for smoking out of doors. But the, I'm also looking at something from the U.S. Surgeon General, Jennifer, warning that there is no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke. Even minute amounts can cause cancer in non-smokers, raise the risk of heart attacks, that sort of thing. But these smoking bans, are they new? Well, as far as your home is concerned, or the great outdoors, the city of Calabasas, California, started a new trend by banning smoking virtually everywhere.
Yeah.
Sidewalks, private parking lots, smoking
in your car.
Yeah. You can smoke near a trash dump in Calabasas. I think that's about it. The law has gone further. Let's see here. I'm looking at the majority of the states there are people who are considering. Actually, this court ruling says you don't have the right to smoke, but it's not up to them. They're not there to make law. They're there to interpret law. So let's see how many states. I'm betting that Mayor Bloomberg gets onto this pretty quickly and suggests that smoking be banned. It's already banned in New York outside, I think, anyway, isn't it? Generally speaking, you can't smoke in New York.
I don't know.
I don't think anywhere outside.
The
situation will present itself where a lot of legal folks will hold that banning smoking in dwellings is a violation of what's right. Now, I'm sure that this thing's going to not stop here. But when you consider that this court says there is no legal or moral right to smoke, thinking about your home as your castle, and if you want to smoke, you may not be able to because of the effects it has on your children, other people in the home, that's going to be the argument. Your neighbors, your family, people who go into the home would be affected by your smoking, so you can't smoke anymore. Pretty interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
800-510-8255. My guess is there'd be a lot of people who get worked up about that. But the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals says you have no right to smoke anywhere, anywhere, including your own home. 800-510-8255. Man, that as I said, there's nothing about smoking that I want to support. But telling you can't smoke in your own home, I even as much of a nutcake as I am about smoking, I don't want to be around it. I don't allow people to smoke in my home or anywhere on the farm. Nowhere. None of the barns?
But cigarettes are legal at this point, and if people want to smoke in their own home, what are you going to do?
Okay, so Jennifer's just hit the nail on the head. This is the real issue here.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Why is it that the tobacco products are allowed under the circumstances, mostly because of all of the campaign contributions that come from all the tobacco growers and the cigarette manufacturers? That's why we still have this product legal in our country, when you can't do a lot of other things that are not anywhere near as harmful for you, smoking tobacco. It's so hypocritical. It's a joke. It really is a joke. So now, instead of saying, just not allowing cigarettes to be sold, why don't we do that? Why don't we just stop?
Get rid of them.
Right.
And then you'd lose all that money, and then nobody would be happy.
But if you can't smoke them anywhere, what's the point of even making them?
Yeah.
But would it be easier to ban cigarettes than to ban smoking? That's the question. 800-510-8255. Great question, Jennifer, if I do say so myself, for social media. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
800-510-TALK. Jennifer and Doug on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Season upon us. You excited about that? The holidays are coming up. Yeah. Let's see. It's 2 weeks until Thanksgiving, 7 weeks until Christmas, and 14 weeks before they're done counting votes in Florida. Can you believe that? They are still counting votes in Florida as of now. Yeah. They're still counting votes even though the election is no longer in doubt and the people who cast them are no longer living.
According to the real estate website Zillow, this is interesting. The White House as a house, the White House as a house is worth $283 million. It'd be worth even more, but it's near a high crime area, Congress. See, that's right there. So that lowers the value of the property value. People get a little nervous.
I always wonder what the day after the election is like for the candidate who loses. You get so close to becoming the most powerful person in the world, and just like that, you wake up, all of a sudden you're hoping to get a call from Dancing with the Stars. Inside Edition, the show, somehow got a photo inside the Romney family hotel room. And what do you make of this?
Here's Romney the morning after defeat in his Boston hotel room, surrounded by his children and grandchildren. That's a gallon of chocolate milk on the table.
If someone's on a serious bender, that's... You know, it starts with the Nestle's Quick. Next thing you know, you're snorting Jolly Ranchers, and then...
This isn't good, you guys. If Congress does nothing, the U.S. could go off a so-called fiscal cliff that could cause another worldwide financial collapse like the one in 2008. Mm. Congress had a lot of questions about the scenario, like, what do you mean if we do nothing?
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien. That is a serious problem. Interesting to see who caves. Mm-hmm. Some people think that the Republicans will cave and allow new taxes to take effect. They ought to follow what the recommendations were from that committee. Was it Cain and Simpson? Go. That's right, Simpson and Bowles. Thank you, Michael. 800-510-8255. Hearing what I just did from Jay Leno, or was it, which one was it about Nestle's Quick? Kimmel said that. All right. So there's a recall of some Nestle. It's Nesquik, though, isn't it?
It's Jennifer? Nesquik. It's Nesquik chocolate powder, and it's a voluntary recall.
Yeah.
I guess it's just chocolate ready to
salmonella?
Drink Nesquik. There
yeah,
you go.
Some.
Yeah, and it doesn't say exactly why they want it. It just says it's a voluntary recall.
Well, because they found some salmonella in it someplace, and one wonders how they even find that stuff, if somebody got sick from it, or supposedly,
right.
Oh, my son got sick, and all I had was Nestle's Quick or whatever it is. And so then they ask everybody, stop drinking this stuff, bring it all back, get your money back, yada, yada, yada. All right, so there's a little...
There's a really cool site here. Foodsafety.gov has all of the recalls. Fresh Express, spinach, and all kinds of things listed on here. Foodsafety.gov. You can see all the most recent recalls. It's a good site.
Is it? How do you know it's right? It's the government.
Well, Okay. Good. But touche.
Thank you. All right, here's
Wendy. Can't even
Wendy.
Argue.
Yeah, there's no argument to that. Wendy Williams on her program talks about Jennifer Lopez's curfew on her boyfriend.
Jennifer Lopez is still with that boy. Getting worse. She's really treating him like a kid, like one of her own. The Star magazine is reporting that Jen has imposed a 2 a.m. curfew on Casper. By the time I tell you these stories here on Hot Topics, I am emotionally drained from hearing them from my producers while I'm preparing. And plus, you know, I read the magazine. So, oh my gosh, I'm triple drained. I'm drained with this relationship and I'm drained with this curfew thing. Like, who does that? A 2 a.m. curfew. Even worse, are you ready for the worst part?
Yeah.
Jen is alleged to have hired a bodyguard to follow him around to make sure the little boy doesn't get into more trouble.
How silly is that?
Wow. That just tells you you shouldn't be in a relationship if you have to have someone follow your boyfriend.
Yeah. Hello. Video of the day today at DougStefan.com. This may be one of the most fun sports videos you'll ever see. 9-year-old girl playing football and running rings around the boys when she isn't tackling them. It's very cool, very cute. Video of the day at DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We all know that traveling takes a toll on our bodies. Believe it or not, there's a science behind the food that's served on airlines. That's because decreased humidity, filtered air, and change in pressure affects your sense of smell and taste. So by the time you reach altitude, your sense of taste can be reduced by as much as a third. Now, we've all learned from experience to avoid heavy food, alcohol, and even caffeine before going on a plane. The fact is, flying has a huge effect on how our bodies process and digest the food. The decreased cabin pressure actually causes bloating, while the dry atmosphere contributes to dehydration and increased blood alcohol levels. Here's the bottom line. When you're in the air, that's one of the most important times to pay attention to what goes into your body, because the physiology can impact you even more than when you're on the ground. And as for alcohol, one glass in the air has the alcoholic equivalent of 2.5 on the ground. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm happy to bring you the next in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Martha and seven other grandparents were excited to finally charter the 52-foot catamaran to the British Virgin Islands, with their nephew as captain. After 4 days of fun in the sun, they were fishing 11 miles out to sea when the engines quit and the boat began to take on water. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories. Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance services.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're 9. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start. From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find a solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, November the 9th. Jennifer Horn and I are here to discuss some of the irregular news. And this ruling from the Court of Appeals saying you have no right to smoke anywhere is something that I think may be a continuing theme. I'd be interested to see what folks are saying on our social media, Jen. Here's Sue Ann, who's in Newburgh, Indiana, with a thought on this. You're a smoker, Sue Ann?
Yes, but I wasn't for a long time. I went to smoking when I became very ill because the nicotine stops my nerve endings from firing and causing me a great deal of pain. And I don't want to smoke because my grandfathers both smoked and didn't have very good results from it. But
isn't there another way you can get nicotine besides smoking?
Yes, you can go and buy these little nicotine pills or these nicotine patches to help you to quote-unquote quit smoking. If I quit smoking, I'm going to be even in more severe pain than I already am. And they've got these little pill-like Tic Tacs that you pop in your mouth. And those things are so expensive.
I've never heard anything like this in my life. This is a newbie on me. I've never heard anybody being told they need to smoke so that they're
for
in
pain
better.
Management. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really a strange thing. How did some doctor or hospital tell you this?
No, they didn't tell me to smoke. I experienced it out of the anxiety I was feeling because I was really very, very ill. And I had no covering on the nerves in my body.
What about your family, your husband, if you have one, or children, or people that are around you? What do they think of this?
They don't care. I mean,
they don't care about breathing.
About it. No, nope.
They don't care about breathing in all of that stuff and possibly getting sick from it?
Well, when the weather's conducive, we go outside.
Mm-hmm. So, does your husband smoke?
No. He's ill.
All right, so then let's go back just a bit here to what you feel is the outcome. When you hear me talking about the fact there is no right anymore to smoke anywhere, you may become a criminal for having done this. Then what will you do?
I guess I'll go to pot.
Go to pot.
Isn't that, well, that's true, because that's becoming more legal now.
Yes.
This is such a strange country. We're legalizing pot more and more and more.
But only in certain states.
Right. And you can't smoke outside in your own home. All right, Sue. Well, I'm sorry that you have all that pain. And I think if you really were to dig around and go to a good hospital that had a pain management seminar or expert, you'd find you could probably do what you're doing in regard to the nerve endings. I remember when my former wife had her arm amputated and the nerve endings were just raw. She could feel everything. That it was, might as well not have taken the arm off. You could still feel everything. And then she took something. I forget what it was. It, supposedly, it was a shot, deadened the nerves. But then now that I think about it, it didn't ever really work well because she was just as much in pain after the arm was taken off as she was when she had it on. So maybe that's that. Maybe I've just answered my own question. That's a really weird reality, though, Jennifer, isn't it? Under the circumstances,
yeah,
you can't smoke.
I've never heard that before. Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that. Anybody else ever had that experience? 800-510-8255. Rumors are bouncing around Hollywood that a sequel to Casablanca is in the works. And based on that rumor, we have a poll at DougStefan.com this weekend asking what you think about a possible sequel to the movie Casablanca. A, it's a great idea. We always wondered what happened after what happened in the original film. B, it might sound good. Depends on who's involved in it. I said George Clooney would be the person who played the lead role. I think that's almost a given. Sounds like a bad idea to me is C on the poll. D, worst idea ever. Hollywood's out of ideas. E, I don't know. I never saw Casablanca. Has anybody not seen Casablanca?
Play it again, Sam.
800-510-8255. Okay, so that's our poll. That's the rumor of the day. Actually, there are a couple of rumors of the day. Jennifer, you want to address Jennifer Aniston, the rumor that she's pregnant? I always love these headlines.
You know what? If I had a dollar for every time someone said Jennifer Aniston was pregnant, I would be a rich woman right about now. Yeah, I think I'd be in a new tax bracket because it seems like weekly, Jennifer Aniston's picking out baby furniture. I mean, I even read an article in the Star magazine that showed the furniture she was picking out for her nursery three years ago.
Sick. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Well, contrary to more tabloid reports, Jennifer Aniston says she is not pregnant. Star magazine says she's expecting a baby girl next spring, but a representative for her, Jennifer, says it is totally made up, not
true. But she's marrying that guy, isn't she?
Right, Justin Theroux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux, ain't it sweet? Not so sweet, Charlie Sheen, back again with some more of foolishness. What's the latest on him and his rigmarole?
Well, a former friend of Charlie Sheen says that he threatened to kill him with not just a regular old gun, but a semi-automatic shotgun.
Wow. How much fun is that?
Yeah, this associate filed a police report in October, and he claimed that he's worried Charlie will murder him. He says, Charlie sent a text to a woman about him in which he wrote, "I'll blow his head off with my Super 90.
Yeah, right.
Cops say the case is currently under investigation, and Charlie hasn't commented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shakedown.
Yeah, exactly.
The shakedown. All right, Jermaine Jackson.
You mean Jackson?
Jackson. Jackson.
Right, this was all over the internet yesterday. Yeah. It just makes me laugh. Jermaine Jackson decided that he wanted to have a more positive name. So he went to L.A. County Superior Court and asked to change his last name to Jackson.
Jackson.
J-A-C-K-S-U-N, like the sun.
Jackson.
He said the reason he wants to change it was for artistic reasons. I'd also read an article that he wanted to have a more, a little more positive ending to his name.
Jackson?
S-O-N, he'll be S-U-N.
Ah. All right, that's big news. 800-510-8255. So, McDonald's. McDonald's. Biggest.
Had a farm.
That was old McDonald's.
E-I-E-I-O.
This is new McDonald's.
Okay.
This is the biggest retail eating establishment in the world. I don't think that's any news to anybody. Big hamburger chain. Company is based in Oak Brook, Illinois. And it says global sales at their restaurants has fallen for the first time in its history in terms of percentages. They have sold billions and billions and billions of hamburgers, but their sales were off almost 2% last month. For the first time, it's just, I think, isn't it coming around to people figuring even though they're not going to go out of business by any stretch of the imagination. They'll keep expanding. But it still does say something about people and their choices. I think that's what I read into it. What do you read into it, Jennifer?
I don't know.
When's the last time you went to a McDonald's?
I actually went to a McDonald's 2 weekends ago, but I only went for an iced tea because we were going to a shoe store and I was dying of thirst. And it was a dollar. So that's what I was getting at. They've reduced their prices. What I noticed is that their prices for drinks, you can get a large drink for a dollar because that's the last time I went through on my note. Is it maybe because they've reduced prices? I don't know.
Reducing prices means less to the bottom line? That's interesting, speculative.
They have this whole dollar menu thing that I saw when we drove through.
Yeah, I don't know because I've never been there. Time for me to go.
Oh, yes, you have.
I should spend. Oh, wait a minute. That's
sausage biscuit lover.
No, I don't eat that crap. Not from them. But I did go in. Remember when Ed McMahon loved the chocolate? I never understood this.
Oh, he loved milkshakes.
Loved the chocolate milkshake. So I remember stopping in at McDonald's on my way over to his house one day and picked up a couple of chocolate shakes and a vanilla shake. And he had the chocolate and his wife had the chocolate. And I had the vanilla. And I thought it was, I said to him, why do you like this? It really, it didn't, you could tell it was sweet, but there was something, and I think I'm a food snob by any stretch of the imagination.
But you are an ice cream connoisseur.
I am, but I also, I'm not a hamburger person, so anyway. The members of SEAL Team 6 that got themselves involved in the electronic game Medal of Honor Warfighter have been punished for helping develop this video game. The SEALs worked as paid consultants for the company that made this game. They have received letters of reprimand and have forfeited half of their pay for 2 months. Why don't they just forfeit pay for 1 month instead of half of their pay for 2 months? This is an aside. The SEALs never faced jail time. Officials did not say what, if any, information the SEALs actually used to help the development of the game. The Deputy Commander of Naval Special Warfare indicated that this was making an example of these sailors instead of trying to figure out what they actually did. We do not tolerate deviations from the policies that govern who we are and what we do as sailors in the United States Navy. Decisions made send a clear message throughout our force that we are and will be held to a high standard of accountability. So what do you make of that, Jennifer?
Well, I'm not your video game expert, so, you know, hey.
Well, but the idea that these people can't talk about what they do.
I would understand that they shouldn't probably talk about what they do to make a video game.
800-510-8255. I told you.
Doesn't seem real smart.
The conversational item of the day is going to be this ban on smoking, even outdoors. Here's Ben in Helena, Montana. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
You a smoker?
Nope.
Nope. All right, so.
I don't smoke nothing. I do chew snuff.
Yeah.
And I disagree with what they're saying about smoking.
Yeah, but they don't care that you disagree, Ben. You're just a lowly citizen. They're the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. They're here to protect us from ourselves. They're more intelligent and more important than you are. You mean nothing to them.
Well, I know, but in Montana, a man's house is his castle.
Yeah, forget about that, Ben. Come on, let's get real. Your house is not your castle anymore. It's a place for you to sleep and eat and pay taxes on so that you can support the government. That's what your house is. That's all it is. That's it.
I disagree.
Oh.
If I pay taxes on it and everything and I purchased it, why should the government? Next thing you know, there's
nothing. I'm being facetious and you're taking me seriously.
Oh.
I'm suggesting that what we're getting into is a country that is all about what the government wants. This has been something, and the young people who vote.
The young people
who voted for the current status quo don't even begin to understand it because they don't own a home.
I agree.
Most of them.
I agree.
All right, so that's the point. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. What a ridiculous ruling, even though I don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any use for cigarettes, but it's like, especially saying you can't smoke cigarettes, but yeah, you're going to let them be sold in the grocery store. I mean, yeah.
Hello. What sense does that make? Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
Has found her ideal weight. She's lost 80 pounds, and she says she doesn't plan on losing anymore.
And that's good, because I think she actually looks she looks great. Uh-huh. She was a Weight Watchers spokesperson. She lost 80 pounds, and she said she's now getting used to her new body, because she used to say, oh, I need an extra large or a large, and now when she gets fitted for things on the set, the people there are saying, no, you need a medium or a small. And, you know, you can see when you've been something all your life, then it's kind of weird to make this change, but she looks great, so good for her.
Well, there's a point to this discussion. She lost it one way. You can lose it another way. The way she lost it's kind of expensive. I got a less expensive way for you to lose weight. It's a product called Axia 30. It's the new weight loss formula. The ingredients are clinically shown to cause you to lose an average of 30 pounds over a three-month period. Stay on your balanced daily diet for men, 1,850 calories. For women, 1,350. And in just 12 weeks... using Axia 30, you'll lose 30 pounds guaranteed or your money back. That's the average weight loss for both men and women. No nasty side effects. Call 800-525-8345 for Axia 30, a 12-week risk-free. Say that fast. You get a free month supply of Axia 32 when you order at 800-525-8345. So get a leg up on gaining weight over the holidays. Start by losing weight. Axia 30 makes it happen. Get a free bottle at 800-525-8345.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jennifer Horn is here. We talk about, during this hour, some of the hot hits, the stories that you may not hear much about. United Airlines flight from Denver to Washington landed late last night without incident after a passenger began praying in the aisle. So the pilot declared an emergency. Jets were scrambled. I don't understand. What are they going to do? They're going to shoot the plane down?
Yeah. How do they know? Was he praying, by the way? Was he like making loud noises, or was he on his knees? I mean, what
I don't
going
have.
On?
It was flight 662. That's all I know, from Denver to Washington. He was in the aisle. Flight attendant said, sit down, get in your seat, buckle up. He said no. He just stayed in the aisle and kept praying.
That would be freaky. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that would be. Oh, yeah. You get freaked out big time.
A little weird,
that
yeah.
kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Exactly. Anyway, everything was okay. Victoria's Secret models. The secret is they're ugly. They skinny, ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Huh. That's the secret.
I hope you have everybody to agree with you.
51 after the hour.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Of technology is your oyster, or ours, perhaps, depending on how much you use it. Most everybody is into it in some way, shape, or form. Hard to survive these days without being connected to some kind of technology. Better living with Doug Steffen and Jennifer. Can we make your life better? I'm looking at some of the headlines from the world of technology today, Jennifer. Apple shares fell 3.6% yesterday.
Hmm.
I guess so. The stock is described by one writer as ice cold despite new endorsements. Apple may want to think about changing its corporate logo to a falling knife, says this one guy. I don't understand. I mean, what do they expect? Is it gonna, every day they're going to announce something new and keep this? What do people who own these stocks
think? It seems like they're doing that as it is. I mean, doesn't it? There's always that.
Man, everybody's got an angle. All right, so anyway, I think that seems kind of foolish. If I were a betting man, I'd put my money into Apple and just let it sit there and let it go up like Google has. And the only thing that has, well, even Facebook, I think you could find a reason to invest in that. Maybe it's even a good time because the stock has come down in value. Shelley Palmer is our featured reporter on technology, and in a moment he will talk with you about the ways you can make your Twitter usage much more effective. So a tip coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating in essence a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book, The Great Debasement, a $20 value free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, hundreds of millions of people have Twitter accounts, but how many know how to use them effectively? You know how to tweet at someone with an at symbol in their username, but did you know that if you start your tweet with an at sign, the only people who see that tweet on their feed are those who also follow the person you're tweeting at? Put any other symbol first, like a period or a comma, and suddenly that tweet shows up on all of your followers' feeds. Want to direct message someone? Type DM, then their at name to send a message to them and only them. Finally, use lists. You may wonder how users who follow thousands of other people keep everything organized. With lists. To create a list, go to your profile page, click lists on the left, then click create list and add any number of people, even people you don't follow. Twitter just got a lot more manageable. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotel. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
All right, 800-510-8255. I'm finding a lot of people want to be heard on this smoking thing, so I'm guessing that's going to continue in the next hour. Our point here is to discuss, though, in this part of the program, what's going on in the world of technology. Mm-hmm. Understanding the Internet revolutionized the world. There hasn't been much talk lately about the new Internet. Remember, let's start a couple of years ago, we're going to have a second Internet. Everybody wondered, how the heck is this going to work?
Yeah, Internet Part 2.
Yeah. So have you heard anything about that lately?
I haven't. I don't know if that'll actually ever really happen.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at what the Internet has done, and what you can do with what there is now, you can do, see, you can hear pretty much anything online. The ideas, the messages, the greetings, the fact that you can connect. I talked to my daughter in Paris yesterday using the Internet. She's on her, just emailing each other back and forth, and it's instant. It's actually very cool. I think it's something that's incredible. We are in an incredible age of contradiction and advancement plus decline.
All at the same time.
All at the same time. 59 after on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.